Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Lord, I thank you that you are in me, is greater than Satan and the forces of darkness, greater than sin, greater than sickness and disease, in me greater than lack, greater than want and need. You are greater than any circumstance I might face. You are greater than any obstacle that comes up before me. You are greater than any challenge that comes into my life. You are greater than any adversity that comes against me. Lord, you in me is greater than my own doubt. my own insecurities or uncertainties. You are greater than anything this life can throw at me. I am more than conqueror through you, Lord. I face the circumstances of life with boldness and confidence in you. You are greater, and you live in me. You put me over, you cause me to succeed, and with you, in Jesus' name, I cannot fail. Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist food for the poor. Food for the poor are helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. They are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All contributions are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and the address to mail the check is 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. I will repeat the address for you once again. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and the address to mail the check would be 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. We're asking you to support Food for the Poor. Every single dollar counts. So I'm pleading with you again to assist to feed the poor in 17 Latin American countries, including the Caribbean. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of the Tony Owens Ministries, Incorporated. We are an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501c3.
Lord, I thank you that even while I was your sinner, you came down and paid the price. The price that no one else could have paid as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing to say.
continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere the Lord working with them, and confirming the word, with signs following them. Amen. And let us take a look at Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. God worked through believers to confirm his words. The way God works through us and in our lives is by his word through our lips. Jesus Christ said, Go teach. Matthew 28, verse 19. Jesus Christ commanded us to teach his word. This is the way God works in and through us, through his word. We are carriers of the word. And if we don't carry the word and give out the word, then we are not obeying Jesus Christ. Witnessing should be a way of life for every Christian. This is one of the primary goals. Jesus Christ commanded that as we are going about our task each day, in whatever situation we may find ourselves, we are to teach all nations to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In fact, almost without exception, the evangelism that is recorded as taking place in the New Testament occurred not as a result of some organized program or sophisticated campaign, but as individual believers took it upon themselves to do their evangelistic efforts into their everyday lives. If we follow the example of Jesus Christ and his apostles, we will discover an opportunity to bear witness in almost every situation. Jesus Christ used the most ordinary things to lead people to himself in order that they might add life. At a well, he spoke. He spoke of himself as the water of life that quenches deep thirst. To the hungry, he presented himself as the bread of life. To the crippled and sick, he presented himself as the one who could make men whole. There are opportunities to witness all around us. Our responsibility is to develop the alertness of mind and zeal for sharing God's love that will enable us to take advantage of every opportunity the Lord leads us into, day in and day out. We must study to develop a witnessing mindset, ever asking God to give us the ability to see the opportunities for the lifestyle evangelism that he brings into our path each day. And we must ask God for the heart that is bold enough to use these opportunities for his glory.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell
in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you to fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation, No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 24, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he had said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I encourage you once again to speak God's word daily over your lives. No matter what you're going through, there is hope, there is help, and there is life-altering power in speaking God's word. Be faithful to speak his word. Release your faith as you speak. Declare his words boldly. Speak with power and authority, and lay your claim to the promises that are rightfully yours, and get ready, beloved, to experience God's power in your lives. Praise be to God. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my
journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Supernatural Faith. Tonight's lesson will be Eternal Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you once again to give me this opportunity and the privilege to minister to your people. I submit to you, O Lord, and I ask your forgiveness of every sin or every unrighteous walk or talk. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for thorough cleansing. Cover me, O Lord, with the blood of the Lamb. Guide me through this lesson tonight, dear Lord. Let the Holy Spirit lead as I submit to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Chapter 3, verse 16 says, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When God the Father sent his only begotten Son, he was actually sending his word, and whosoever would believe his word should not perish, but would have everlasting life. We must remember that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and John chapter 1, verse 14 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 14 says, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word of God is eternal or ever existing and omnipotent, all powerful. Jesus Christ is this eternal Word. John chapter 8, verse 58 says, Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was created, I am eternal. The words I am denotes eternal or ever existing. It encompasses past, present, and future. Jesus Christ was letting them know that it was He that I am that was in the burning bush and spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. God's word is man's remedy. Whenever God desires to deliver someone, He always sends the word. It can be a word of healing, salvation, deliverance, or a word regarding any other issue. It is God's word that delivers us from the destruction. Psalm 107, verses 20 to 21 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is only when men and women accept and receive the integrity of God's word that it benefits them. When we don't accept the word of God for whatever purpose it is meant for in our lives, whether for healing, salvation, etc., we miss the blessing that it was sent to accomplish in our lives. We must respect, honor, and trust the integrity of the eternal Word of God. The Word of God is not just an earthly or time-based word. It is rather an eternal word that exists outside of the bounds of time and space. The eternal word is alive and powerful. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. We must fill ourselves with the eternal word of God, so that when we open our mouth, life and power from that word goes forth to produce God's intended results. You must become a fountain of God's living word. You must come to the realization that God's eternal word supersedes all earthly authority. Death says that life is finished. The eternal word says, I am the resurrection and the life. Come forth. Sickness says you are crippled, physically broken, and terminally ill. The eternal word says, But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Poverty says that you will never have. The eternal word says, But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 12 through 14 also give us our position in God. It is when we believe the eternal word and teach others to do so that we begin to see the manifestation of what it promises. It is when we present the world, the eternal word, that signs follow. Mark chapter 16, verse 20 says, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. The word of God is eternally fixed and permanent, and it doesn't change. The same purposes the word had in early days, it yet has today. The same result that it had through the early church, it has today.
Psalm
19, verse 11 says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. No true, eternal word, no true, eternal work. You can't do the work of the Lord without the word of the Lord. I will say that again. You can't do the work of the Lord without the word of the Lord. This work is not based on economics. It is not founded on human wisdom or education. It is not a social word, but rather an eternal living word. It is when this eternal living word is lifted up and exalted that the masses of people are drawn to Jesus Christ. John chapter 12, verse 32 says, If high the eternal word be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Beloved, we must be one with the word and become servants, servers or ministers of the eternal word. The world does not need another great orator or speaker. It does not need another person that is a gatherer of people. It rather needs the eternal word of God to be spoken and demonstrated by faith. To do this, you must commit to memorizing the eternal word. It is when we have an abundance of the word of God in us that the rivers of life flow through us. This is because there is life in the eternal word of God. Although you may have memorized certain scriptures, you may need to daily confess these scriptures, for this builds faith in the word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God, speaking the word into your life, and speaking it in circumstances, as well as in the lives of others, including your children. God bless you for this lesson tonight. I pray that it was a blessing to you. We will take a short break and come right back.
Bless the name of Jesus. This is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As he's passing your way right this very moment,
you will find he's not too busy.
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right this moment. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Somebody just reach out and touch Jesus right now. Every body, every soul, right now in the name of Jesus, reach out and touch Jesus.
He's
passing away.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exalts, and with song I shall thank him. He is my strength and my saving defense in time of trouble. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with my spirit. I build myself up in my body with holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. As I do this, I keep myself strong in the love of God. My God keeps me from falling and presents me faultless and blameless in the presence of my Heavenly Father with exceeding great joy. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip. And he who keeps me will not slumber. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade on my right hand. The sun does not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord protects me from all evil. He keeps my soul. And he guards my going out and my coming in from this time forth and forever. When I pass through the valley of weeping, the Lord makes it a spring for me. I go from strength to strength in the Lord. The Lord God is a sun and shield to me. He gives me grace and glory, and no good thing does he withhold from me. I am blessed because I trust in him. My Heavenly Father grants unto me according to the riches of his glory, the ability to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in my inner man, so that Jesus Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, and that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all believers what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know the love of Jesus Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that I may be filled up to all the fullness of God. I do not lose heart in doing good, for in due time I shall reap if I faint not. My eye is single, therefore my whole being is full of light. I am steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my toil is not in vain in the Lord. God is my strong fortress, and he sets me in his way. By him, I can run through a troop, and my God, I can leap over a wall. He is the shield, because I take refuge in him. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, and sets me in my high places. He trains my hands for the battle, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. He has given me the shield of his salvation, and his help and strength made me great. I pursue my enemies and destroy them because the Lord has girded me with strength for battle. The Lord gives me strength when I am weary and when I lack might. He increases power. I wait on the Lord and renew my strength. I mount up with wings like an eagle. I run and do not get tired. I walk and don't faint. Beloved, here are the scriptural references. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Philippians chapter 4, verses 13 and 23. Psalm chapter 28, verses 7 and 8. Psalm 37, verse 39. Psalm 84. Verses 5 through 7, Psalm 84, verse 11, Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 30 through 40, Jude chapter 20, verses 21 and 24, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9, Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 48. I'm sorry, verse 58. If you would like a copy of this spiritual strength, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. At this time, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, I encourage you, and I would like to remind you that He's waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you tonight to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Oh,
Beloved, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, I encourage you tonight to put away your pride and come. Not be ashamed. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. Tomorrow may never come. Why not make it right tonight? Please pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now, I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. I declare that right now, you are a child of God. You are free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. You are saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I thank you. Name of Jesus, we praise you, honor you, lift you up, and we exalt your name. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity and this privilege. Touch them, Lord, anoint them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit dwell within me, O Lord, that I will continue to do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. Bless your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. As we come to you tonight, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the remission of sins. We thank you for that new covenant. And Father, we bless you tonight. Let us therefore fear, test a promise, being left us of entering into rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which are believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. In the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth in me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. Once again, beloved, I encourage you to tune in every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. I encourage you to sow into this ministry. For more information or requests for lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. God love you. And so do I. Good night.